Thank you very much, Mrs. Heba. I think it was a very interesting presentation on and a lot of statistical data to show the achievement of gender equality, especially with the, from the Qatar perspective. I think a lot of areas which you are women in Qatar have succeeded in towards the achievement of gender equality, although there are also many challenges ahead. For example, education of women, higher education. I think in many countries, you have the same thing happening. University education is more among the women, but when it comes to labor force participation, we find that they don't tend to work or they drop out halfway because they have family responsibilities and all that. But one very interesting takeaway is also to encourage every woman to get married, because they are better off in terms of mental health, in terms of economy, longevity, etc. So take that in mind for those of you who are perhaps still single. It's never too late. And if there are any comments or discussions, recommendations, I will leave it to the end of the session. But I would say it's a very interesting perspective, and we can learn a lot from Qatar's experiences in the development of their family-friendly policies, the encouragement of women in the workforce, their paternity leave, maternity leave, etc. So, but let's leave that for our discussion later on. But as I said, gender equality matters for achieving all the 17 SDGs. It cuts across all of them. Yeah. Okay, with that, I'd like to go on to my second speaker, keynote speaker, who is going to talk on SDG 8, Tackling Economic Growth and Decent Work. We have Mr. Victor Van Furen. I hope I got that right, who is director of the Enterprises Department, ILO Geneva. He's a labor lawyer and has been with ILO for more than 13 years. And Mr. Victor told me to make sure I say this, he has a big family and he's an advocate of big families. How big? I leave it to you to ask him during the question time. So Mr. Victor will be presenting on SDG 8 and to talk about the policies we're working together, especially post-COVID-19 crisis, on maybe some initiatives that have been taken in recovering lost jobs, creating new economic opportunities and renewed strong local economy. I think in many countries, people came up with new ideas, especially due to the COVID breakdown. Even women who were staying at home started doing online businesses, selling food, selling all kinds of creative ideas to get incomes and all that. So perhaps with that, I would like to invite you, Mr. Victor, to do your presentation.